In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
What's going on, everybody? Justin Morgenstein back with you on another edition of Phillies Today, coming to you on a Friday morning after the Phillies sweep out the Tampa Bay Rays down to George Steinbrenner Field. And, you know, what a series for the Phillies. I mean, this team is rolling right now. And I know last week I came on here, I had some concerns. That is the ups and downs of baseball season for you. But never a doubt, the Phillies are, you know, had a really good week this week and look to be, you know, a really good baseball team. And I think that this was a series where serious baseball teams find a way to sweep. And going into last night, they'd come off two really good games, 7-0 win on Wednesday night. And you're thinking to yourself, all right, this is their chance to finally sweep. It feels like they had been almost allergic to sweeps this year. And, you know, they've taken care of business. They've won a bunch of series in a row. But the good teams sort of get from 90 wins to 95 wins by sweeping out some of these series and being able to, you know, take care of these teams. And they were able to do that last night down in Tampa. A good 7-6 win after being down 5-1. It felt like there was, you know, no offense really being generated. And I was okay with a loss, honestly. It was one of those where I thought to myself, you know what, they played a really good two games. You know, tough one in the last game of the series. They're still able to take it and see if you can win another series and, you know, go over 500 on the road trip in Cleveland. But they get together, they're able to string some hits together and get it to extra innings, and obviously Stott hits the big three-run home run, which is able to get it within one, and then they rally in the ninth. But then in extra innings, they're finally able to get that second run, which has obviously become so pivotal in winning these extra inning games. Phillies have played the most extra inning games in baseball so far this year, and they were able to do that thanks to a bunt also, which Bryson Stott laid down. So he's able to do something with a homer and able to manufacture one with a bunt as well. And Brandon Marsh gets a big hit as well there to take the lead, and then Trey Turner ends up knocking in the second run. So big-time win from the Phillies last night. We'll get into all of it. We'll get in the lineup. We will get into the bullpen, which is much improved. Both of those things, much improved. With that lineup, just some real professional at-bats over the last few games and looking real competent up at the plate. Plus, Andrew Painter made his first start in Lehigh Valley last night. It was a big deal down in Allentown as the Iron Pigs, meanwhile, are like the best team in AAA. They have, I think they're almost 15 games over 500 and are playing some really good baseball themselves. And Otto Kemp has been a big story, so I'll talk about him as well. But Andrew Painter makes his debut last night and looked pretty good. Did not give up any earned runs, and we'll get more into it as the pod goes on. And of course, before I leave you, we'll make sure to give you a Cleveland Guardians preview prior to this week as the Phillies head up to Cleveland for three against the Guardians there. So we'll get to all of it. But the first thing I want to touch on here is the strength of this ball club. And it feels like I've talked about it to no end at this point, but this pitching rotation just gives you a chance to win every night. And when you have five really good starters, and hey, the Phillies might have more considering what they've gotten out of Taiwan Walker this year, and Ranger Suarez also made his debut, which we'll get into. But when you have this many talented starters, you're going to be given a chance to win every night. And I think we understand that this lineup is going to be up and down. Like, the consistency is probably never going to be there with this specific core of guys. And, you know, that's okay. It's going to be something where in October, we're probably going to be discussing that more. But I think with this pitching staff, it's going to be really, really difficult for this team not to get to 90 wins because of the talent they have throughout the rotation. And you saw it even on a night like last night where Jesus Luzardo probably doesn't have his best stuff. I think he was good outside of the strike zone. Like, he was getting a lot of chase from guys, but when he was pitching into the strike zone, stuff was a little over the plate, and he got hit a couple times and gave up a homer to Yandy Diaz, who absolutely crushes left-handed pitchers. So he took advantage of a mistake from Jesus there. But I think that this pitching staff ultimately is going to be the thing that gets this team to 90 to 95 wins. And Jesus Luzardo, on a night where he didn't have it necessarily last night, still gives you 5 1/3, 2 runs of really good, you know, baseball there. So I think that Jesus, despite not having his best stuff, shows you how talented he can be and how talented of a guy he is, where he's able to just sort of work around it and be able to keep his team in the ball game and then eventually be able to come back and win it there in extra innings. But the night before, I mean, Chris Sanchez is just, I was so worried 2 weeks ago when he leaves the Mets game, and I think it was after 2 innings, talks about the forearm soreness, and that is sort of the indicator for Tommy John. And we're all just sort of holding our breaths, and finally Rob Thompson comes out and says that it's something that's not too concerning and he's going to be able to, you know, pitch here in the near future. And all of a sudden, a sigh of relief just comes over the entire Phillies fan base, because this guy has turned into just an unbelievable pitcher and unbelievable bargain for this team after they give him, what, it was a 4 years, like 40-ish million last year, and he has, I think it was 4 years, 44, and he has turned into an absolute steal for the Phillies so far this year. It almost reminds me of Aaron Nola's first contract that he signed with the Phillies. It was right around there, too. But he goes out and absolutely dominates on Wednesday night, throws 7 innings of 1-run ball, just absolute masterful stuff from Chris Sanchez, who pretty much has everything working for him right now. Fastball's great. The velocity's up there at a 97, touch a 98 at times. And the changeup and the slider have just become devastating pitches. And when he is locating all three of them and he's able to play them all off each other, it makes it really uncomfortable as a hitter to be able to sort of, I guess, predict what's coming and also, you know, sort of tunnel one pitch because, man, like that, especially that changeup, it just drops right off the table. And the arm slot is exactly the same as the fastball. And he's a really talented guy. And for somebody who, you know, a few years ago was a guy they didn't really think, they didn't really know where they were going to put him, whether it was in the bullpen, whether it was maybe a fifth starter, like he has turned into somebody who has just absolutely dominated so far this year. Again, 6 innings of one hit baseball the other night, just an absolute masterclass from Chris Sanchez. And to finish up the game there, and I'll, you know, I said I wouldn't touch on the bullpen yet, but I have to talk about him. Taijuan Walker comes in after and gets the 3-inning save, which is a rarity in Phillies baseball. But the stump the fans question on the broadcast last night asked when the last time there was a 3-inning save for the Phillies. And I was like, that's got to be like in the 60s. It's got to be so long ago because, you know, who comes in for that long of a relief appearance anymore? But our good friend Ricardo Pinto back in 2024, if you remember the Ricardo Pinto story, he was the last guy to throw a 3-inning save. So did not get that question right on the broadcast. But Taijuan in is the first guy to get a 3-inning save in just over a year. So it was really good for Taijuan. He got 7 strikeouts in 3 innings, which was getting a lot of swing and misses, which was good to see. And who knows? I think Taijuan could be interesting in a bullpen role to where if you have a big lead, you don't necessarily want to use, you know, your Carlos Hernandez is there and your Tanner Banks there, and you want to have a guy who can give you some length and be able to really save your bullpen. Like, maybe he's not just a cleanup guy. Maybe he really settles into that role. So, good for Taijuan Walker. The guy has obviously worked hard this offseason. Like, he understands the criticism that he's received, and he knows the contract he signed as well. And for him to go out this offseason, and it feels like really work on some stuff and get his velocity back up to where he needs it to be and get his splitter to where it needs to be, because the splitter was, you know, splitting the other night. And he did a good job as a starter, too, this year. Like, he had one or two blow-up outings a little bit, and things sort of spiraled out of control in that one Giants game. But I will say, Taiwan Walker has absolutely exceeded everyone's expectations this year. And for a guy who said he worked very hard in the offseason, you can tell. And I think that's something that, you know, it's difficult to get mad at Taiwan Walker for anything after seeing that he obviously puts in the time and puts in the work to his craft. And for him to be able to go out here and be able to perform out of the bullpen, perform as a starter until Ranger came back, that says a lot about him, and it's a testament to his work ethic. So very high on Taiwan Walker right now. I think that he's in a good place, you know, obviously mentally and physically as well. He seems like he's, you know, enjoying pitching again, which is an important thing considering last year he was in a spot where, you know, his career was almost in jeopardy with how poorly he pitched. So good to see Taiwan sort of get off the schneid a little bit and be able to, you know, have a role with this team moving forward. So good stuff from Taiwan there. But back to the rotation. Sanchez, great, I said. Luzardo, good. Wheeler, just an absolute Zach Wheeler outing on Tuesday night. Gives up two runs on the one home run. And what George Steinbrenner field, I got to say. The difference between how the ball flies out to right field versus how it flies out to left field is absolutely, like, insane. Like, last night, I thought that Trey Turner home run, and Tom McCarthy did too, by the way, I thought that was way out of here. And it goes off the wall and off the glove of the left fielder and stays in the park. Like, I was shocked. And the Phillies ended up losing that game. That would have went up there with, like, the Raul Baez home run in 2011 where they get you with the camera angle. But, man, I thought that ball was crushed. But Wheeler had one of those balls the opposite way on Tuesday night where the balls to right field just fly out of there. Like, they get out of there in a hurry where I think it was Yandy Diaz had the homer off of him on Tuesday night, and he hits it the opposite way, and boy, it just gets out of there in a hurry. So just an absolute weird experience watching a game at a spring training facility. So that was cool, but at the same time, just the difference between right and left field I thought was out of control. But Zach Wheeler still managed to throw six innings, two runs allowed in that launching pad. And again, look very Zach Wheeler-ish. I feel like he's hasn't reached his, you know, full Zach Wheeler peak yet. But at the same time, you know the consistency that comes with Zach. And he has just been sort of ho-hum to start the year. Had one, you know, not great outing. But again, ERA sits at a 3.35. WHIP is under one. And is second in all of baseball in strikeouts with 66. So not too bad from Zach Wheeler there. And I want to talk about Aaron Nola, who had another great start over last weekend. And I think after one more Nola start, you can really start to feel confident about where you're at with him. He feels like, A, his velocity is up, which 93, I will say, is a lot more effective than 89, especially when you're trying to play your breaking stuff off of it. And so it's good to see his velocity take back up a little bit. Maybe that has to do with the weather. Maybe it just has to do with him getting stretched out a little and be more comfortable. But I think ultimately the location of those pitches is what's making him successful right now. Because with Nola, who is not a guy who's going to blow you away and somebody who's going to use his knuckle curve once he's locating his fastball, I think once he's locating, you know, his fastball in the corners and locating it you know, on the edges of the plate there, his breaking stuff really plays. And that's what we saw, I think, the other night against the Diamondbacks, where he just kept hitters on their toes, was able to utilize the breaking ball once he started really, you know, honing in on his fastball command. So that's when Aaron Nola is at his best. And I think he's coming off two starts where he can feel really confident about himself. And Aaron Nola is one of those guys where you know he is, you know, doing everything in his power to be able to study these hitters and have a great scouting report. Because if you ask anybody in that building, they'll say Aaron Nola is probably the hardest working guy there. So good for Nola to be able to bounce back a little bit. And on Sunday, Ranger was great through the first couple of innings, then sort of got in trouble in the third. It just felt like his stuff was leaking over the plate a lot. And when Ranger's really going, he's similar to Nola in the respect that he's really locating his fastball and really locating his sinker, and the slider plays off of that well. But he was sort of right in the middle of the zone with the fastball, and the Diamondbacks sort of just started to tee off on him. Now, the Phillies almost come back that in that game, which would have been also incredible, similar to last night. But I thought Ranger was obviously fatigued after the first few innings, and while the fastball velocity was fine, I think that you could see it with the location where he wasn't locating the fastball where he wanted it to. So it'll be interesting to see this weekend if he can get that command back a little bit, because once he does, I think we'll see the Ranger Suarez that we saw maybe not totally in the first half of last year, but we'll start to see the guy that you could really sort of depend on and enjoy watching pitching. So I think that Ranger is close, but just not there yet. And we'll see maybe if it takes him one or two more starts there. So I want to get into the lineup here. The lineup, you know, is on a really good run. They're putting up some really professional at-bats. I think that they're in a spot where they have obviously adjusted their approach and are relying more on just, you know, manufacturing runs in different ways and not just necessarily hitting the slug. And in terms of the chase, I mean, I think they are first in baseball in walk-to-strikeout ratio, which is phenomenal to see out of this Phillies team. And you can tell that guys like Castellanos, guys like Trey, Schwarber really started last year, but have really changed their approach to, be more effective in terms of, you know, not being all or nothing and being home run or bust. So I think that the Phillies are doing a really good job in that respect. And obviously, this lineup isn't going to be the most consistent lineup in baseball. I think that's just the hitters who they are, and it's just ultimately the identity of this team. But at the same time, like, you're getting contributions from everybody in this lineup right now, which really helps. Like, the bottom of the lineup is doing their job, too, as well as the top. So I want to start off with Schwarber. Extends the streak last night. His streak is up to 43 games of getting on base in a row, and he is now just two games away from tying Odubel Herrera's 45-game on-base streak, which was, I believe, in 2018. So, love for Schwarber to break that really soon here. And he did it, you know, under the gun in the ninth inning with his last at-bat there. So, good for Schwarber. Obviously, he needs to be back here next year. But from what the reports are right now, I think Ken Rosenthal did a story the other day. Like, you should expect Schwarber to get closer to $25 million now. Like, he is leading baseball leading the National League in home runs with 11, and he is just playing some phenomenal baseball. And ultimately, he's somebody who I think this team really, really needs, both in the clubhouse and on the field. He's sort of the catalyst, I feel like, for this team. And while Bryce is sort of the do-it-by-example leader, Schwarber is the guy where he is the voice in the clubhouse, I would say, and he's somebody who sets the tone for this lineup, even in the cleanup spot, where he has also been excelling as of late.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus D&C apply.
And he's done a great job protecting Bryce and just a great baseball player, man. Like, I don't want this guy to leave here. I think 4 years, $100 million is probably the deal that, you know, he would be offered right now and would accept. But at the same time, I probably don't think something's going to get done until the year is over. But I don't think either side really wants to move on from each other. So would be surprised if he's gone. But at the same time, it's baseball and you don't know. And crazier things have happened before. Like, you know, no one thought Freddie Freeman was going from the Braves to the Dodgers, and that happened there. So it's going to be tough because also, you know, Kyle Tucker, besides him, Schwarber's probably the second best bat on the market this free agency. So it should be interesting to see how the Schwarber situation plays out. I talked about the bottom of the lineup a little bit. Johan Rojas has been absolutely phenomenal over the past couple of weeks or so. Like, Rojas is in a spot right now where he's giving you the production you want in the lineup, and he's been better in the field as well. Like, he's had the, you know, dumb mistakes, which we understand, like running the third when you're down two with two outs in the ninth inning, probably not what you want to do. But he's giving you production at the plate for sure. And he's somebody who, if he's giving you production, like, that's just icing on the cake, because you need your stars to perform. But at the same time, if Johan Rojas can give you anything, you'll absolutely take it. Like, last 10 games or so, been really, really productive at the plate for the Phillies. So in his last 10 games, he's hitting .270, 7 hits, a homer, 5 RBI. Like, you will take that any day of the week. And he laid down a nice bunt the other night. Like, did a, I think it was a safety squeeze that the Phillies were able to manufacture a run on. So they're finding different ways to do it. And if Johan Rojas can be a contributor in that aspect, I mean, that is all you can ask. So Trey Turner, also been really good. Getting back to the top of the lineup there. Trey's been phenomenal. I think he is fourth in baseball in hits over the past 15 games, which is good to see. And he's hitting, in his last 15 games, .354, 23 hits, 8 RBI, 10 runs. So really good production out of Trey there, which is exactly what you want to see. And it feels like he has really fine-tuned his approach this year into being less of a power guy, being less of, you know, a slug guy, somebody who's going to hit for 25 to 30 home runs in a year. And if he gets 20, and if he hits .310, and if he's able to steal some bases and be Trey Turner and sort of kill teams with the speed, that's what you signed him here for, and that's the guy that you want in this lineup. So I think that's the approach that they took with Trey this year, and I think he's sort of, you know, taken that and put it on the baseball field. So it's good to see that out of Trey, and when he's doing all that stuff and he's getting on base and making things happen with his legs, that's when he becomes like an elite player. So good to see from Trey. And also, he's been pretty solid in the field. I know he has, I just don't think he's a great shortstop, but like Aaron Nola, he's somebody who's going to work really, really hard. And he's definitely not, you know, definitely not for a lack of effort. But at the end of the day, I just don't think he's the greatest shortstop, but it'll probably get moved, I would say, in a year or two towards the outfield once Aiden Miller starts to come up. Who, by the way, Aiden Miller did hit a home run last night. Started off AAA year a little cold, but hit a home run last night, which is good to see. But I think once he comes up, Trey probably moves to the outfield. But for now, he's going to be the shortstop. So you just hope that he performs well out there. And I think he's been pretty fine in the field over the past few days. And actually made a big play last night to keep a ball in the infield. So that was good to see from Trey. And I brought up Stott earlier. Massive homer last night. And then a massive bunt that he's able to lay down in the 10th inning to move the runner over and eventually get that second run in. So I think Stott's done a really good job in the leadoff spot, and it's one of those things that I'll admit probably got wrong. Wasn't the biggest Bryson Stott in the leadoff spot guy at first, but he's sort of taken that role and run with it, and he just sees a lot of pitches and is a pesky, pesky at-bat, man. Like, he is somebody who is going to see a ton of pitches, and it frustrates pitchers for sure. So good to see from Bryson Stott. Massive homer to get them back into that game last night. And has just really performed well over the past, you know, I guess months since he's moved into that leadoff spot. So when I get to Bomer, I think Bomer's been a little better as well. Obviously gets off the schneid with his first home run of the year the other night. It flies over that right field fence, which again, feels like it's a little league park with, you know, balls flying over that fence. But it is a homer nonetheless. Good for him. He finally gets his first of the year, and I think it's an interesting spot where he's at right now, because a lot of people are hype on the Otto Kemp train, and I loved Otto Kemp in spring training, and obviously he is raking in the minor leagues right now. He's up to 10 home runs on the year. He's hitting .331, 36 RBI, OPS over 1,000, so he's dominating down there. But he's an interesting story because 25 years old, I believe was undrafted, and is sort of just, you know, kind of hit in every spot he's been at and has come to AAA and just has started absolutely mashing. And I don't know where he would fit, though, because I don't necessarily bring this back to Alec Boehm, think that he's somebody who should just replace Alec Boehm at third base. Like, I still think that Alec Boehm is probably a better player at the major league level than Otto Kemp. And He's had a good few weeks and has been able to really get out of that, you know, early season slump that he was in where he was just really struggling on all fronts there. But I think that Boehm is in a good spot right now, but I just don't know if you bring up Otto Kemp that you can – he's also a right-handed hitter, so it's not like you can platoon Alec Boehm or anything. And he's an infielder by trade, so left field might be a little difficult. They've tried him there in AAA. I don't know if that's necessarily worked, but I think that Alec Boehm has done everything in his power to be able to, you know, at least keep his own job. I don't think you're in a spot where you can be benching Alec Boehm to bring up Otto Kemp. So it'll be interesting to see how they handle that situation. And I think he should come up eventually because, you know, how much can you hit without being able to be brought up at some point? But, man, he's really mashing down there. And it's definitely – maybe it puts a little pressure on Alec Boehm to be able to say, hey, like, you know, I got a guy nipping right at my heels down in AAA. I really need to continue to produce and, you know, be an effective hitter. So that's good on that front. And we'll see if Otto Kemp ends up coming up at some point this year. But real quick, just some bullpen stuff before I get to the Guardians preview. I think Strom's in an interesting spot right now. I think that his velocity is maybe a tick down. And he's always been a guy who hasn't really ever relied on velocity. He's more of a deception pitcher. So I don't know if that's necessarily a problem, but it's something that has sort of my antenna up a little bit. And he's been not as great as he was early in the season. I think he was on a big scoreless streak, but over his past few outings, he's given up a couple runs, which is interesting and of note. But I think it's mainly because his velocity's down a little bit. And I feel like him and Alvarado and Kirkring have maybe been overused a little bit. And that's where I was worried about being a bullpen arm short. So that's something to monitor. And I just think that there's a little bit of overuse with some of these guys. And that's probably why Rob used like Tanner Banks last night and used some other lower leverage guys and was able to use Taiwan for three innings, which again, hopefully Taiwan finds a role in the bullpen. But I think they're maybe being a little overused and wouldn't be necessarily shocked if they get some extended rest in the short term, just so they can, you know, continue to sort of manage these guys and get them through a full season of baseball. So that's what I got on the team right now. Want to move on to the Guardians preview this weekend. Phils have three up in Cleveland to finish out the road trip. Friday night, Aaron Nola tries to get his third straight quality start in a row against Gavin Williams, who, Gavin Williams, if you, you know, listen to High Hopes on the station, if you listen to me on the station, was a preseason darling for fantasy baseball and have him on a couple of my teams, but is one of those guys where he's got really good stuff, has high velocity fastball, but the fastball doesn't have much movement. So if you're able to hunt a couple fastballs, you know, down the middle of the plate, you're going to be able to have some production on him. He's an ERA around 5 right now and has struggled slightly, getting a lot of strikeouts, but certainly some hard contact there as well. So look out for that as Nola faces Gavin Williams tonight. Saturday at 6:10, you have Ranger making a second start against Tanner Bibee, who is kind of similar to Gavin Williams, where he's got good velocity, he's got good stuff, but he's in the strike zone a lot, and hitters have kind of teed off on him a little bit so far this year. So it'll be Ranger versus Tanner Bibee Saturday night, and then Phils on Sunday night baseball again. Wheeler versus Luis Ortiz. Ortiz, a 5.30 ERA, and was absolutely smoked in his last outing against the Nationals, which I think it was, you know, 5 runs he let up in 4 innings there. So hopefully the Phils can get another series win this weekend, have a really good road trip, and come home with some excitement back to Citizens Bank Park. So for Phillies today, this has been Justin Morgenstein. As always, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa. Mm-mm.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.